The end of the piece that we went through quickly because it was late, but I think that it's worthwhile to discuss it again. The body singer just briefly, I mean, not over the thing, because it's a very important basic thesis. The body singer basis is oil the couple of the audition. Kusam bas gimushane, din tema. Even if couple of the audition, kusam bas gimushane mechod, there is no sex there. There is one topic. The shemo beine, shemo behot. If beine, she metals the bailo. If the hotsen, she asura the bailo. But, even in the case of one Sophie, who will rely on Chazoke, and she has a Cheskaset on the Bible. So first the Kashi, the first Kashi was, Vim Tmakati ki sex vi ki sof vini sof vrosn, vim vrosn sof vini tano, ki tano inisu, vim 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 so it's sex fake and shemechot, so it's not a sex. Vim teima, vim neifem bechezkeset on the Bible. By Ishis Yisrael, the Kabul of the Dushim Pusim Basim Shemim Echot, there is one Sophic, but let's rely on Cheska and Chazok, Cheska Sefer Lepayim. The Yishleim Adon se Kol Yisrael, the Amrin de Shalme, Unse Yishle Kol, the Hashle Lepi Kole, Hava Li Rotsun Rube, Unni Uteines, the Rube ve Chazok e Rube Od. So Pashtas Aloshin is Mashma, that there is a Biro of Rov, that she was not Nizane Deines, because most of unseen arouse notoriety. People start talking about it. And here, no one talked about it. It didn't arouse any notoriety. So it's a raya, it didn't happen to him. So it's a raya, it happened to Rots. It happened to Rots. There's the pash. Vintema, someone of Shech. If we say, to the Sophic, Venus of the Rotsen, so on the basis of Rob, of Robons in Yeshlem Kol, and this one didn't have a call, so it's a Rai, it wasn't Beines, so in other words, it was a Rai, it was Berotzen. So why do we say Svekzeke? We only have one Sophic, Shemo Lui Tachtov, but Shemo Beines we don't have, because the Rob is Mevareh, that it wasn't Beines, because had it been Beines, it would have aroused the call, and it did not arouse the call. Bin Tema in Kimisov Svektik in Amet Osa is Sofik Ines Kiman Blessed Ome for Nisha or Hatsofik Sofik Tachtov u Behol Yishayach Lufre Cheskeseter ki di Parishes ki di Parishes Vaimari, the high rube, the birotzein, any rov gomu, el habe midirabonon. The hilkar, the mokim svek sveike, shore, mokim chat sveike, chash verabonon, rotzen legabeines rube, vashkon kai gamle kabitim shemim tzom sarayis, who went over the whole gemore, and there too. So it's not considered as a rov midiraisi, as a rov midvara midiraisi. Why? Because it's a rov atol b'minek, and that's the Ramban in Gdushin, in the sugya of Ruben Misabl, Hoda Mikache, Umute Mikache, Hoda Misabl, to yourself that in Gemore, in the Gemore. So what does the Ramban say? That there are two kinds of rov. There is a rov atol b'teva, like rov noshi main on island. That's a teva. So the mele, that rov is a nivare, it's a bio. We don't have to behave, and we rely on it, we force us to. Because it's a deal, we don't have to be chayshish. If somebody is well is a shish, that is iktano, maybe when she grows up, so then to turn out she's an ironer, so maybe it will be retroactively determined that the gdushin was gushitoye, so she's not a shish, because rov noshim are not ironers. So that's deba, that's a deal. Mashein kein, the rov of Ruben Savle, the Ruben Misavle, the Hoda Mikache, Miute Mikache, the Hoda Misavle. So there we have to be chayish if he sent a gift to the shudeches, to the kale. So with the eidim, so let's say he sent to two eidim, they were the shluchim, they delivered the cake to the kale, to the shudeches. So the male, the Gemara says, she requires a get, because true that Ruben misav legodam mikashe. So from the according to the custom of rough people, so it wasn't with the resolution, because rough people before the amikadish they have to send the gift, and this chosen, this mishudach did not as yet send any gift, so that must be the gift. The answer is they are in new tanoshim who are mikashe vodam isavle, so maybe that cake was with the resolution, he sent it to aid him. So, but why don't we rely on Rav? The answer is because this is the Rav HaTorah B'Minhag. Rav HaTorah B'Minhag is not a Mevarer. If it's a Rav HaTorah B'Teva, it's a Mevarer. Rav HaTorah B'Minhag, so maybe this Chosen is a rebel. He doesn't like to conform to the conventions, the customs of most people. But we rely on Rav HaTorah B'Minhag also in Yisrael HaTorah, because Rav is effective because of two halachas. Sometimes it's effective because it's a bill, it's a mivare. Like olumdenes, like chazokin or dumperea b'seir zman, I like olumdenes. But even in a case where it cannot be mivare, it's still effective misatira sakos. Some mele, robat olubi teva, is a bill. It's effective with us, so it's a bad eye. So mele, we can rely on it in Foshes and according to Tesves in Sanhedrin. So we certainly rely on it in the Nemonides also. In the Nemonides also, even according to Shmuel, who says, in Heilchen Nemonen Acharov, when the Shmuel say, and we pass like Shmuel, that Ein Heilchen Acharov, that's a Rav HaTorah B'Minhag, like Rubez Abner Radye Niut Lishchite, so then in moment we don't rely on it, because what's the raya that he sold, that he bought it Leradye, maybe he's a rebel, he doesn't like to conform to the customs and the conventions of most people. So some mele, but Nisa Veheta is just a kosuf, bill or no bill, we rely on God. And we are tailored as it is the way it's off, even though it's not a bad eye. But by momen we cannot be made to momen, we are a murzek, we suffer. Any timon, we suffer. And of course, nefoshes, we cannot be English, we suffer. But if it's a robatol viteva, so it's not a suffix. But if it's a robatol minignat, so the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in respect to momen, whether we can be made Simonin on the basis of Rav HaTorah B'Minhag. But in respect to Nefoshes, even Rav would be made that we cannot be done with Nefoshes on the basis of Rav HaTorah B'Minhag. And Shmuel says that just as we cannot be done with Nefoshes on the basis of Rav HaTorah B'Minhag, so we cannot be made Simonin either. We cannot be made Simonin either. Some mele, this Rav, the Ramban says, by Bimokim Ishishish, so we don't rely on Rav HaTorah B'Minhag. With the Rabbonim we don't rely. With the Rai Sewi, Ishishish is like all these Abheta. So we can rely. But with the Rabbonim, Rav HaTorah B'Minhag, we cannot rely. Because with the Rabbonim, we can only rely on a Rav that is a Mivareh. But a Rav that is not a Mivareh, just a Din. So by Yisav Heter, with Rabbonon we can rely on Rav as a Din. But by Ishishish, with Rabbonon we cannot rely on a Rav that is not in the barrier, that is only effective in Yisav Heter, Biteras Din, Biteras Deus Apostle. Not Biteras Bios. So Mele, Tesis Kashi was in the case of Kibur of the Abdush. Poch Kusum Bajim Shonim Mechot. So why is Yashua? There is only one suffix, but let's rely on Cheskeset Olev Bailo. Let's rely on Bailo. So because there is a Rav Kineged. There is the Rav Kineged, the Cheskeset Olev Bailo. So mele we can't rely on the cheskes of the bial because there is a rov kineged and rube v'chazoke is rube odi. So then there is a kasha monefshah. If there is a rov kineged v'chazoke and rube v'chazoke rube odi, so mele there is no sofik shem or beines because it's not a merot. There is only one sofik. So why do we say v'shvekshveike? She's the terrace of the bial. So then there is a modified terrace. He says that this rov is only rov the rabbanon. What it means rov the rabbanon, that's inconceivable. It's not shaykh to say rov is a fact. I mean, either there is a rov or there isn't a rov. So definitely there is a rov. The answer is, midrash say it's not considered as an effective rov b'tiras bir. But midrabbanon lechumre, it can be considered as a bir on chumre, of course. Not Likula, Likula is not Shayach, if Midraise, it's not Mivare, Likula, how would the Chachomim say negative dinator, Likula, but Likumre, so many times the Chachomim are Machmir, over and above Midraise, so even though Midraise it's not Ivadai, but Midrabonon Likumre it's considered Ivadai. So Mele, Mokim one Sofik, so it's Osir, but Bimokim, two sveikes is muta. What's the pshat in the sveikes? That I didn't explain last week. I think it requires an explanation. Because just as in regard to rov, there are two haloches. There is a haloche that rov is effective with tiras bir. Let's say rov atol b'teva. And even if the rov is not effective with tiras bir, for one reason or another, because it's rov atol b'teva. So the Ramban says, then it's not a mibarer. It's not a mibarer. But you cannot say, there is an umdene, that this person will not dare, you know, defy the conventions. There are people who defy the conventions. So it isn't. But it's still effective, Misabeta. Bitiras being bitiras as a kosuk. But isofik it is. But even though it's isofik, so the Torah was matter. Let's say according to the Rambam, the speaker, the rights in that day, if you call it, you couldn't say that Sophic is a bill. Sophic is Sophic. The answer is, there's a kosuf, that when it's Sophic, so it can be till later with the rights. Only the Rabbonim can be till later. So here too, if there is Rov, so then we rely on the Rov, even though it's Sophic. Not about it. It's not about it. Not about it. So the same aloche is true of Chazoke also. Now, you know, Chimshin and Shkop, Sefer Shar Yesha, that's a whole Sefer, big Sefer, of Chazoke, maybe all these in Yoni. So I mean, the whole Sefer of Shar Yesha deals with the Sugis and Sugis. Primarily, Sugis, Chum, Mide, I mean, of Chazoke, Svek, Svek, Sofik, Mide, I mean, the whole Sefer. So, the Shari Isha discusses that question, raises that question in regard to Chazoke also. Is Chazoke Biru or Chazoke is Rov? What's the answer? The answer is that just as in regard to Rov, there are two halachas, there is a halacha that Rov can be Mivare. But even in cases where Rov could not be Mivare, like Rov atol b'minek, so it's still effective with Tiras Din. The same thing is true of Chazoke. Chazoke Gemara learns out the aloha of Chazoke from Nigi Bais. The Kayan, the Torah says, you know who? The Kayan comes to the Bais and he looks at the Nega and then he leaves the house, he closes the door, and then after 7 days he looks at it again. But the question is, maybe it was diminished the moment he left the house before he even closed the door. So it was diminished by the time he closed the door, so it was already diminished from the shiur of the nega. The answer is, no, we don't have to be chayishish for it. We don't have to be chayishish for it, because we rely on chazok. So from that, posi, gmorin chun, where the black is, dalek. So learns out the aloch of chazok. So by chazok, there are also two aloch. Just as by Rov, there are two halachas. Rov is a mivarer, and even it cannot be mivarer, so it can still be effective because it has been, by Chazoke, the same thing is true. The Gemara says, Malkin la Chazokis, Bisil la Chazokis. So you rely on Chazoki, even regard to Nifoshis. For example, suppose a woman who is known to be Nishish, how do we know she's Nishish? The Aredim who testified that they observed that she was in Iskadesh. And then two Aredim come and testifying to Sanhedrin that she was Mizane, so he and she get missing. Suppose the woman claims before Sanhedrin, true, I was Mizane, but and I was Nishishish. But a day before I was Mizane, I received the get from my husband. So the Sanhedrin asks her, where is the get? She lost it. So then, Dalochini, she'll get missing anyway. Why aren't we Nishishish? Maybe what she says is true. After all, such things happen, that the person loses something. Maybe she was divorced. She can produce it, but she lost it. The answer is we rely on Chazok. We have Eidim who testify that they saw a year ago she was in Kadeshes, and some melee we assume that status continues. She says the contrary, but she can prove it, so she is not there. So, in other words, so in spite of her kindness, to the contrary, we give a misa. We give a misa because we rely on Chazoke. So we rely on Chazoke even in regard to Nefosh. Malkin Chazoke, Sekhon Yisrael Chazoke. There the Chazoke is a different Chazoke. The Chazoke that is reputed to be a mother, be a father, a nimot, is the same thing, same aloha, applies to all Chazoke. But suppose a woman is Mizani, she's Nishishish. Then she appears before Sanhedrin. So she says, I was Mizani, but I'm divorced. So Bezdin asks her, where's the get? You're divorced. She produces the get. Bezdin takes a look at the get. There is no zman. Chachomim on Misake, that the get has to have zman. Whatever the reason is. But that's only in the Rabbanan Midr, I say, even without Zman, it's a kosher get. So, if she is Mizane, and she produces a get that she was divorced, even though the get has no Zman, so there's Bezdin doesn't give a misa. Because suppose she was Mizane in Topshin Membor, and she became an Ishishish in Topshin Memhei. Now she is Topshin Memzai. So maybe we cannot give a misa. Because maybe she received the get a day or a minute before this news. So she was in a pnuya. But after all, she has a cheskas yishishish. But so Tesla says in Gittin. In other words, we should give a miss anyway. Because true, she's a grusha. But in collateral cooling is a heter, even when we know that the status quo has terminated. But the question is, when did it terminate? Did it terminate 5 years ago, or did it terminate only today in the morning? So then we say it terminated only today in the morning. Even when it's opening. So that's in regard to Zareta. But in regard to Nifoshes, will you rely on Chazoke if the question is, did the Chazoke terminate or not? So we assume it didn't terminate. If she's not a kosher for name. And the question is, she says she's a kosher, but she can't produce again. So then we say, since she has the status quo of an Ishishish, so we assume that this status has continued. But here we know that the status quo is terminated. The question is, when did it terminate? Did it terminate this morning, and the time of this news, it had not terminated it yet, or it terminated before this news? So Tesis says, Nifosh Misa cannot give. he cannot meet out mitzvah against that. Kiddush hu kusha lefanei. So in other words, the Tosafot says that even though we rely on chazoke ligabi nefoshes, but that's only when there is no reisa lefanei. But if there is a reisa lefanei, we don't rely on chazoke ligabi nefoshes. But the Gabi Yisab Hetel, we rely on chazoke likule, even if there is a reisa lefanei, even if the chazoke likule has already terminated. But the question is, did it terminate a year ago or did it terminate this morning? So then we say Likule is terminated this morning. But the Nefoshes not, but the Pshat. The answer is Nefoshes we cannot meet out Misopik. There's exhaust a course, so if we rely on the Chazoke, all right, fine. But we cannot meet out Dan Misopik. So if it's a Mifareas, so it's not Misopik. But so Chazoke, if there is no rain, not for all the Fanenu, then it's a bill. But if it's all the Fanenu, it's not effective with Teres Bill, it's only effective with Teres Din. So it's all right, Nisar Heter, but not regarding the Foshes, not regarding the Foshes. So Mele, this is the Pshat Peis. This is the Pshat Peis. Peis says the Kashe, by Eishes Yisroel, the Kabul Bo'avi of Dushim Tchusom Batim Ushonim. So, make the Chesed of Bailo. True, there is no specific one suffix. Shemo, Rotzen, Shemo, Beines. So let's assume that it was Beines because of the Chesed of Bailo. So this is the Teretz, no. Because Onsin have a call. Rob Onsin have a call. Here I didn't allow the call, so it's a Raya, it wasn't Beines. So in other words, so it's so the book, so it's Nibareya that it was Birotzen. So then the question is, so even if not Tibuavi Mushan Kusmaki Mushan Dechot Lachan Mushan, so there shouldn't be sex faking. Only the Sophic Tachtov, Aloy Tachtov, but not being as Birotzen, definitely Birotzen. Because Rube Bechazoke Rubodi, so Tesis then gives, modified that. Tesis says that. Only the Rabbonim is considered a Rav, and that's inconceivable, but not the Rabbonim. If it's a Rav, it's a Rav. Nashayach say the Rabbonim right. Of course it's a Rav. It's a Rav b'mtzies, but it's a Rav at all the minute. So in the Rai say it's not a Bir, it's only a Din. But in the Rabbonim, the Chumre, it's in Ibaratu. So it's considered as a Badai. Why the stasis have to resort to it? The answer is true. The Trov Atolu Bimine is not a Nivara. But so it's not sufficiently strong to make it into a Vada. But it is sufficiently strong to neutralize the Biro of the Chazoke. It's not sufficient. Trov Atolu Bimine is not so strong to be Nivara that it was Vada in Birot. That's not. Maybe it was Venus. So, but it is sufficiently strong to neutralize the bill of the Chazoke of Chazkaset of the Bible. So Mele, and that's why it is Isophic. So Isophic. So the question is, the question is, that's why Jesus has to say, has to resolve to the fact that the Rabbonim is considered the bill also. Because if we are going to assume that even the Rabbonon is not considered a Biru. So then, it's Hadre Kusha Midukhte. True, it's not a Mivareh. It's not a Mivareh, but it is. If it had been a Mivareh, then it wouldn't even be Sophic, Beines of God. Since it's not a Mivareh, so it's Sophic Beines, Sophic Birotzen. But just as Rov has to Allah, that it can be Mivare, but even if it cannot be Mivare, it can be effective with Teres Din. So Chazoke also has both halachas, that Chazoke sometimes is Mivare, but even in a case where it cannot be Mivare, so Mele, in this case, Chazoke cannot be Mivare. But Chazoke cannot be Mivare here because the Rov of Rov on Neishlem Kol neutralizes the bureau of the Chazoke of Chesed Rabbeinu. So it cannot be Mivare, but it's Sophic it is. It's only Rov Hatol Viminek, it's not Rov Hatol Viteva. So it can only neutralize the bureau of Cheskes HaFel Bailo, but it cannot determine that it was definitely Birotz. That's not. So it remains a Sofik HaShokol. And if it remains a Sofik HaShokol, and Chazoke here also has both halachas, even if the Chazoke cannot be Mivareya because it is neutralized, it is counteracted, by the Rov Atol B'Minehek, so the Chazoke cannot be Mivareya, but let it be Muter on the basis of the Din of Cheskes HaFel Bailo. Satesi says, Mide Rabbonon, Rov Atol B'Minehek, is considered as a Vadai too. So Mide Rabbonon is considered as Vadai Zin Sobirotzen. So how can we rely on the Din Chazoke of Cheskes HaFel Bailo? The Din Chazoke is only Shayach when it's Isofik. But if it's Vadai, then there is no Din Chazoke, we rely on the Chazoke. We know it's Vadai. It's Vadai the Din of the Rotsen. So she's not with Teres Lebailo. So Mele bin Mokim one Sofik, so Mide Rabbonon it's considered as a Mivare. So Mele, the Chazoke cannot be Matia. Bashink, in the case of two Sveikis, then the Chachomim didn't declare it as a Vadai. In the case where we have two speakers. Some mele, there is no Baba, there is no Bill. Some mele, we rely on this text. All right. Umi omar ablezer hoche, that hoim hafesach posach mutsosi nemo leis holo. Wo omar ablezer, inu isho neseres al bailo, inski kinu ustire och maizish hoyo. So the Gemara explains it. Horekomar, if the Yishon is Eres al-Bailo, is kikinu istire, mi maize shohoyo, lehabe kinu istire, velo yitzere, mikomot mikashye, kinu istire, in Pesach Pesach loi, ultamecho kinu istire, in Eidim loi, el horekomar, in the Yishon is Eres al-Bailo, beidecho da obi shne Eidim, because an idecho there's no namones, so the livrure, the biro is lacking, but Pesach Pesach, he claims that he knows, he's sure, he's convinced, he has no mistakes. So, on the basis of Shavi Nafshech Tichem Yisure, so it's like Eidim. U'pesach posuach, kishnei im dome, u'niomer blezer ochev omer blezer, teim hashte viboy limeima, limehemen afil li Shavi alich Tichem Yisure, tikshle im asmis in deim ali isho ki dashti chos osu bichom yiseo. So the Hava Menem B'Gemore had it. They have the machin here, had this alkadaitoch, that there is no halacha of Shavi Echtiche B'Yisure. So Mele, so you could ask, so why does the Mishnah in Dushan say, Ho'im el Yisho Kiddashtich B'Yimeres Lo'i Kiddashtani, Ki Muter B'Krevob, the who also because it's hell, why who also because it's hell? I'm the basic Shavi Nafshech B'Yisure. But now the Gemara is assuming there is no halacha of Shavi Nafshech Tichei Yisure. So why by Kiddushin? So we say, who also because of himself? After all, there are no Eidim. He's the only one who says. V'yishleim ha'bifil le'makshin, v'indor shebe'al ha'port mishnayim, v'afil ro Eidim, shezin z'yishti rach shlo yo Eidim, lo yisho neseres lo. V'yil kach ma'zdis v'yikash le, imide, v'yikash קידש דיר בעידים קומה, אם קווי שפל בידי יכול לנחש לנו קידושון. אבל הו, only בעידים, because if he says קידש דיר not בעידים, then of course, this is not also because it's so. אם קווי שפל בידי יכול לנחש לנו קידושון. אבל הו, דום רבי נאו בלעידים לימה, דימוצו פסח פסוח, פורך שפי. So what is they saying? The have a minute, it's not that the have a minute, the maximum assume for a moment that there is no aloche of Shavi Nafshech Tichei Yisure. Of course there is Allah of Shavi Nafshech Tichei Yisure. So when it's a question of Livrure, so then every person has mnemones against himself, like Eidim, Shavi Nafshech Tichei Yisure. But the Makshin assumed that in view of the fact that in Dovah Shebe'arap of Mishnayim implies two Allahs, one, that the livrure, the biru of the Moshe Be'arbo requires two Eidim. And therefore there's no mnemonis, it's not in the fire. Number two, that two Eidim are required, the Kima Devon. So if, let's say, the man and the woman both admit that he was Mikadisha, so she doesn't, she's Muteres La'ome. Why? Because since the Kedushin did not take place in the presence of Edim, so Mele, the Kedushin is null and void, so Ligabe's Nus, also both Allah has applied. The Birud aspect of Indorosh Baruch Neshnai and the Likim Adovar aspect. So in other words, just the Kedushin not in the presence of Edim is null and void, and doesn't change the status of the woman, just as Gerashin without Edim is null and void, doesn't change the status of the woman. So Znus, not witnessed by Edim, doesn't answer al bayit. So what did I mention? I mean, in the name of time, that by Znus not Chayach, because it's male. All right, that's a little bit emes. But the Machshon assumed whether it's male or not male. Dovah Shebe'alvo requires Edim Mikim Adovah. So Mele, it's not Shayach to say Shabia Nafshe Tichad Yisur. They're the Mishneh of Ha'imah Kiddashtir. So who are some of Yisrael? Because they're the Mishneh's reference to the case where the husband, the man, says in Bezdin, I was Mikadish this woman in the presence of two Eilef, two kosher Eidim. But the two Eidim went overseas. And Bezdin cannot be Mivarek. Cannot be Mivara. So according to what the husband says, the man says, there was Kedushin in the presence of Edim. Except that we cannot verify. Masha'inkin in this case, but suppose he says Kiddashtir and no one was around. So of course she doesn't require again. Because Hamkadesh, Beloy Edim, and Kadesh, Sim Hamkadesh, Nidechot, we pass in Christian English. So there the Mishnah is after the case where he says, Kiddashtich bifneidim bifnei pleini u pleini, the whole Olam Dinas Hayam, so Bezdin cannot be Mibarek. So, but vis-a-vis himself, he has no monies. So she is not Osea, because he has no monies against her, but vis-a-vis himself, he has no monies. So we accept relative to himself, Bezdin accepts his agode that he was mikadisham b'fneidim. Masha'inkin, so Meli Shabi Nafshetech Yisure. Masha'inkin here, he says Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. So even if we accept that it's true that she was mizame, but she wasn't mizame in the presence of Eidim, so she doesn't become osal bailo. So the Gemara's Teretz is no Znus. Is subject to the aloche of Indorosh Avos Shnayim, the biur aspect of Indorosh Avos Shnayim, but the kimadovar aspect of Indorosh Avos Shnayim doesn't apply to Znus, because this is something that is in there. This is what it is. Kinu istirei neim lei hachanami los limute al pi atmei yichedim dome kim dikom lei mit nimalo esruo. Why wasn't Dovid Osea Bibasheva? There is halacha kishem she'asur libar, kach asur libar. So the Gemara has two lishemim. One, Enes Abkun, because Enes. So the halacha of asur libar is based upon the fact that she's asur libar. And when is Enes Yisroel asur libar, only if it's Berotzen, but if it's Enes, not asur libar. If she's not asur libar, similarly she's not asur libar either. That's one wash. The boy is saying me, Kihod, Omer, Rav Shmuel, Ben Achmeni, Omer, Rav Yenison, Kol, Hayei, Tzeilin, Chemes, Beis David, Get Trizik, Kishev, Rishdik, Sim, Vesochi, Chot, Tifkei, Nisholim, Vesachre, Chot, Tifkei, Nisholim, Vesarubosom, Tikach, Maya, Vesarubosom, Tikach, Tona, Rav Yenison, Dvorim, Amorodin, Beinei, Lebino. So, Kol, Hayei, Tzeilin, Chemes, Beis David, So, she wasn't the Nishish, she was a Grusha, she was a Pnuya, so of course she wasn't a Surah under me. The Malu Yasruah, Pirish HaKuntres, Valei Simai Sebei Dimhab, Vei Nire. Kasha doesn't say that they Mai Sebei Dimhab. With the Malu Yasruah Al Dovid, Shearei Dimhab Yod. It's a little different than this. Of course it wasn't with the Eidim, but it was well known. So this is what Rashi means. Then Yira di Nevi Yadua Le Rabi Im Havi She Yidia Le Beisei Mikol Mokim Le Rol Kimatcher Bishifeles She Bifni Odom Le Yishimish. Now this is a very strange expression here in this thesis. From this thesis it appears that in order to be Asur Le Bailo and Yishish, the Bezdin should be Kefe, the husband, to divorce his wife when she commits adultery. So then it is necessary that Edim should testify that they saw Kimakra Bishifaris. How can that be? The Gemara in Makke says that Edim Gavani Foshes. Edim Gavani Foshes, it's not necessary that Edim should testify that they observed Kimakra Bishifaris. Only Dvukim Zer Kimnoachim Hashiyiru Kimnoachim Raman Paskins Dvukim Zer Bozeh. So how could Asur Al Baila be more chomor than Dinei Poshes? Mise Bezdin can meet out if without the Ri of Kimakra B'Shifaris. And to Asur Al Baila requires a Ri of Kimakra B'Shifaris. That is not Mistaba. Now, the Mori Maki. So, they mention that Eva Halochaviris Shiti is that Ligabe Surol Bailo, so it requires, so the Bukim Zebaze is not enough. But it has to be a Ria of Kimakra Bishnah. So that Halochaviris itself is very difficult. How could Israel Bailo be more chomor than Poshes? That's inconceivable. Now, where does the Gemara say that the governing Poshes is not required that there should be Kimakra B'Shifaris? Mishnei Makkes Dab Zayin Amud Aleph says, Sanhedrin hay reges echot b'shavua nikro chedwans. It's a murder of Sanhedrin. What does it mean? I mean, is it conceivable that if two Edim come and they testify in Bezdin that they saw that this one did navir, asroi, kapol, asroi, and everything, so Bezdin will say, we don't want to be in Kabbalah. Why not? Because only 6 years ago we are done, one person is, so we don't want to be a chavant. At Mistabra, Monepshech. If there is Edes and everything, and the Edes is good, I mean, and Bezdin is Irish and Kreiki, and so on is good, so you have to be done. So what does it mean? So Mishnah explains that it means that if it happened that Sanhedrin meted out Mise more than once in 7 years, so it's a riot that they were not bearish v'chikya or beidek sufficient. So, Nichrochlamis means that the Sanhedrin is mechuyev to indulge in cross-examining the witnesses and asking all kinds of questions and deliberately try that there should be contradictions, so in Mele, the Edes will be bought. That's what it means. But if Sanhedrin does it and still it happens, so of course, then it's the mitzvah to be done. So, Sanhedrin, I regis echo b'shavua nikol chedwanis. Chablezda m'nazayin erechot l'shimushon. Reptarfen v'rabaki v'imrin iloyinu b'sanhedrin l'inerekodo meilon. So what does Rabbi Akiva and Chatav mean? They mean that they would indulge so much in the Bdikas and the Chiras and so on that ultimately one of the Edim will become confused and he'll be Seisa himself or he'll be Seisa the other,
In other words, so in order to manipulate that there shouldn't be an execution of the nefesh. So, the Gemara has the kasha, but how could they do it? I mean, it's a yin order now, they want, but suppose they do testify and they even are so alert, I mean, they remember everything, all the questions. Is it Godim or Lavush or Godim Shchirim, Godim Levonim, and the answer everything and it matches whatever one it says. So how can they be sure of now? Apparently there is a way. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kash Eicha Abadi. Rabbi Eichan and Rabbi Lezer the Amrit Havai Elis and Treifor Rak Sholem Orach. And that they will not be able to answer. Usually, I mean, sometimes yes. In other words, suppose the Edim are doctors, or they are radiologists, and so then they could answer that question too. I mean, they took an X-ray and they saw that it was not a treifa. They looked at the internal organs and they saw it. But that's highly, highly unusual. Omar Abashe, Intin Solima, Sholim Abe, Dilmi Mokim Sayet Nekef Abe. So that's in regard to Ritziche. They would be able to manipulate a kosher in the Eides or a Yideya in the Eides by indulging in all kinds of shayles. But how about Beilis Ervo? The Beilis Ervo, Heicha Abde, Abaye, the Rode Damret Abaye, Reisem Kimakheil, Bishvikas. So, and that, they will not be able to answer. Now, there are two Lishenes, in the Chubis Rajbo. What's the pshat that Kimak Lishveres? One washing the Rajbo is that it's impossible for the Eidim to see Kimak Lishveres. It's impossible. The other washing is, no, not that it's impossible. But it's unusual for the Eidim to be able to see it. So whatever. So this is how Rabbi Kaufman and Rabbi Akiva would be able to manipulate the Diploides by Bilas Elba. Because they would ask, Kimach Mularis and Kimach Abishifaris. The Rabbonon Hechadayim. So the question is, Moneshach. So the Rabbonon Achille can Rabbi Kaufman and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbonon only say, Achas Lesheva Shoni Mechoblanis. But if it is Achas in 8 years, so then they're not Chavlanis. That means that even if they act Kedim, so it's still possible that there should be an execution for Bilas Elba. But how is it possible? How can there be even once in 8 years? After all, to be able to see Kimak Vishifaris, that even once in 8 years couldn't happen. So, Heicha Dayne Kishmuel. Shmuel bin Noafim Mishiyiru Kimnaafim. So, the Gemara says here in Makkes that the Rabbonon of Tarfman Trabakiden will pass in like the Rabbonon. So, it's enough if they didn't say that they saw Kimnaafim, Brukim Zevazen, that's the way the Rabbonon passes. It's not Mistaber, the Tesis and Allah is Deles. Tesis and Allah is Deles both pass like a Tarfman and Trabakiden, not like Rabbonon. It's not Mistaber. I don't know of any Rishon who doesn't pass for like Rabbanon. I mean, the Rambam also mentions Sanhedrin she he reges achas lisheva shonim ariz Rabbanis. It doesn't say that if it happens once, so is Rabbanis. That the Rambam doesn't say, so the Allah is like Rabbanon, not like Rabbanon and Rabbanon. And according to Rabbanon, it's not necessary to testify on the rear of Kimak Rishperez. Kimnafim. So how is it that Tesis and our Chazeles say in order to Asher al-Bailo, so then there must be, they must testify Kimak Rishperez. So apparently, I mean, it seems now there is a Machlekes Vashem whether Edis of Dorosha Be'albo Git Mugdushin, I mean, I suppose it is in the same halacha, of Idis Lomesh Be'avo requires all the chumres of Idis of Nifoshes, or only the requirements of Idis of Nomenes. There are certain Idis that is in the Nomenes is good. In Nifoshes, it's not good. In Nifoshes, it's not good. For example, Eidi Yidia Beloyeriye. So, in the Nomenes, so in Sanhedrin, in Shavuos, there in Borodasche, there is a machlekes between Rabach and Rabon. Rabach, whether Gomulo Eiche or Ben Agmali, one second. I should have mentioned it before. Basra da Sari Gimel. Sari Gimel Amid Aleph. Da Sari Gimel Amid Aleph. Lehmig da neue Shea Shui Arei Ev Nunza Shea Hol Vizirei Af Al Pi She Zeh Menugach Vizeh Mued Ligach Zeh Menushach Vizeh Mued Lishach Ein Eimrim Biyadua She Zeh Nokre Vizeh Noshre Aber Acher Inei Gomul Eicha Ben Agmal In Di Nunza Gomul Hol Vizirei Biyadua She Zeh Hol. In other words, so Rav Acha, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's from a giant. And in Shavuos, that's what I'm doing. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that's what I'm Zion on Dalet, that when Sanhedrin was cross-examining the Eidim of Nifoshes, so they used to be Ayim on the Eidim. Meaning, threaten them in order that if Chas V'Sholem they don't testify accurately as to every detail, so their crime is unpardonable. So the Sanhedrin used to say to the Eidim, maybe you didn't see it exactly what you say happened, but you only saw circumstantial evidence, I mean strong evidence, but you didn't see the act itself. So the Gemara says, Shemon Meimet. Shemon. Oh, Shemon. Yatem Yedim Shesifim Olympicus and the Trish of Tire. Have ye been shalotim in the moment as the Nifoshes? In the moment as other Nasim Mom is Hapale, the Nifoshes, Dome with Damzareis of Twin Biacetil. The moment as so, of course it's not very, the moment is also, but the moment as if you testify falsely, so it's pardonable, but it's retrievable. But Nifoshes, how you cannot resurrect the person whose death you manipulated. So, שכם מוצינו בקהל נשאר כסוח אצל מטבי הכי חוצה כדי אם נראים את הכי חוד מי הכי חוד דומי ביתם זה הרי סוף דבר אחר מי הכי חוד של דומי שכי סעבור עם אורי so then the Gemara says on the base בין נפושס to the שם המאים את אתם נראים so it's משמע only by נפושס Meaning that you cannot testify. But by the moment is, even if you didn't see mamish there, but if you saw other things that lead to the inescapable conclusion that a certain act happened, something like, say, like Gomel Eich Ben Agmalim, they didn't see the Nikiche, but they saw other things that lead to the conclusion that was Negeach, so it was Mazik. So it's not. So Kiman, Binfoshet Ulam, Binhobin, Nimomene Samdinon, Kiman, Krabache, Itani Rabache, Ime, Gomel Eich Ben Agmalim, Nishkom Hohen, Bitsidei, Biyadu, Ashez Hoge, Und Tamech Hoi, Ibn Pei, Ibn Tamim, Nifoshet Ulam, Nimon, Hobin, Nimomene Samdinon, Vatanan, Nan, and so on. Anyway, so there is a machlekes between Rabache and Rabbonon as to whether any idea the Leirie is good by Momenes or not, by Nefoshes certainly not. So the question is, how about Edi Gershin, Edi Kushin, and Edi Znus, Dovashabelvo? So does it require maybe all the chumres of Edis of Nefoshes? Or only of the Momenes? So there is a machlekes Rishenim on that. Most Rishenim say that Edi Gershin, Edi Kushin, and P.A. says, so the Feresh, for example, any idea of Leirie is following Machlekes of Rabache and Drabono, and we pass through like Drabono. So any idea of Leirie is not good enough, even in the Nemomenes. Some relates the question is not relevant, because even in the Nemomenes, any idea of Leirie is not good. But it is Miochedes, so we pass through. It is Nechedes, in Momenes is good, and in Nefoshes it's not good. Now, Edis Nechedes itself is of two kinds. There is an Edis Nechedes in the Haggadah, there is an Edis Nechedes in the Rie. Edis Nechedes in the Haggadah means that the two Edim testify on the same Rie, except that one Ed testifies before Bezdin, he saw that one person killed another person. And this and this day and this and this time, so he testifies Zeshalo Bifnize, and but the other aid who testifies the same thing as to the same Rieh is not present when the co-witness testifies. That's called Ides Nechedes in the Haggadah. So there is a machlekes in the Nemomenes between Reb Nosson and the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon say that it is Nechedes in the Haggadah, even though they both testify to the same incident, to the same act, but Itzeh Shaloi B'Nizeh in the Haggadah, so it's not good in the Nemomenes, it's not valid. And Rav Nosson says, Sheinim shall dvorov shall dvorov shall zeh ayein, udvorov shall zeh limochom. And we pass like Rav Nosson, not like Rav Nosson. Then, in vis-a-vis, it is Nechedes in the Rieh, there is also a machlekes in the Nemomenes, whether there is a machlekes tanoim, whether it's good or not. So there we have a machlekes between Rabbi Shui ben Kolche and the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon say that it is Necheres in the Rie is no good. What does it mean it is Necheres in the Rie is no good? It is Necheres in the Rie is no good means, suppose two Eidim testify. One Eid testifies that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Sunday morning. And then another he testifies that he saw that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Monday morning. The two don't contradict each other, because he could have borrowed $2,000, $1,000 on Sunday morning, and $1,000 on Monday morning. So the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon ben Kolcha say, of Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha say that it's not a validatus. And Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha says, we have two Eidim that he owes at least $1,000. That he owes $2,000, we don't have two Eidim. We only have Hagodes Yachod. But to the extent of $1,000, we have two Eidim. Oh, they testify as to different alboys. So, but the fact is, the net result is we have a Haggadah by two Eidim that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. because whether he borrowed on Sunday or he borrowed on Monday, he still owes him at least $1,000. So our money should be stuck on his side, and we may lay, it's a good idea, and we pass like a Mishabim Kor. That's only in the Mondays. So in the Mondays there is a Machlekes in respect to Elis Mecheretz in the Agode between Rav Nosson and Rav Onan, he passed like a Rav Nosson, Shem Shukvorov Shal Zeh Ayeh, Uvvorov Shal Zeh Ayeh, Uvvorov Shal Zeh Limocho, and it's good, and in Elis Mecheretz in the Riyek, so he passed like a Mishabim Korche, that it's good. Nifoshe, so everybody is made it. That neither it is Mecheres in the Agode is good, nor it is Mecheres in the Rie is good. And by Nifoshes, so not only if it's on different mices, so it's no good it is Mecheres in the Rie. For example, if one person will test, one aide will testify that he saw a certain person that he killed someone on Sunday, and then another aide who testified that he saw the same person killing a person on Monday. The two don't contradict each other. So of course that goes without saying that by Nefoshes it's not valid. But by Nefoshes there is a Chumre that even if the two aiding testify on the same act, but they testify that while they witnessed, let's say, that Reuven killed Shimon, let's say Levi and Yehuda testified that they both saw that Reuven killed Shimon, so Levi and Yehuda also tell Besdin, when Levi saw Reuven killing Shimon, he didn't know that Yehuda was also present and saw the same thing. In other words, if the Edim at the time of the Riyad did not see each other, so even that kind of it is Mecheres in the Rie is invalid Nefoshes. And by moment, so not only this kind of it is Mecheres in the Rie is valid, but even the it is Mecheres in the Rie when they testify as to different mises, so is also. So the question is, how about Gershon and Dushin? Is it is Mecheres in the Rie, in the Agode, is it good or is it not good? So Nuki Yosef says that it's good. Teisves in Makes, not in respect to the Mechedes, but in respect to the Halacha of Yiddish Shabbat and Shos Shabbat Lekulo. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's Mishnah Makes. Yeah, Mishnei Makis, Davov. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Amed Vamur, and Bidin Nifoshes, Avo Bidin Movenes, Tiskai Meidus Bishor. So, Rabbi Yisrael says that the whole Aloha of Nintzach and Kovet Posse, it is Kulum Ptulo, applies only to Nifoshes. By moment there is no Aloha of Nintzach and Kovet Posse, it is Kulum Ptulo. We pass like Rebbe, that the Aloha of the New Town Called Apostle in Skulam Ptula applies to the Mominus as well. But according to Rebbe, while it applies to the Mominus as well, so the whole Aloha, being the Mominus, being the Nefoshes, of New Town Called Apostle in Skulam Ptula applies only to a case of Nishaven Hoid. But when Nishaven Hoid, then there is no Aloha of the Skulam Ptula, even by Nefoshes. But if it's Nishaven Hoid, according to Rebbe, then it applies even to the Mominus. According to Rabbi Yisi, so by the Mominus, the whole aloche of Nitzach and Kovet Posel Yiskul and Ptulo doesn't apply altogether. And by Nifoshes, it applies even Lo Yisrav Noi. So Teisa says, now Shmuel says aloche to Rabbi Yisi. The other say, and Rav Nachman says aloche to Rabbi. So Teisa says, Sikase Shmuel in aloche to Rabbi Yisi. That means that by Nifoshes and Nitzach and Korv Apostle, it is Kulam Ptulo, even Lo Yisham Loi. So according to Shmuel, Heich Motzino Yodeinu V'Ragleinu, Kishenes Din Getsh Yeish B'Mamad Krevin, V'Yolam Leim Adi Yisak Sherim Botu, V'Hai Dum Yedin Nifoshes, D'Shadil Nishishi Sheish Mishas Bezni. So Teis Vishini, the Vishiti is that Gitnu Gdushim, has the same status as Nefoshes. Memela, according to Rabbi Yisi, that the halacha of Nitzokor v'posolei the school of Ptulot applies to Nefoshes, and to Nefoshes it applies even Loinus Chamnoi, so by getting Ugdushin the same thing. So the question is, which get is valid? Whenever a get is given, so there are many craving who witness the giving of the get, and they are postulated, so you should puzzle the edes of the chair. So Bishlin, according to Rebbe, they are not Nishavloi. But according to Rebbe, even when Nishavloi, we apply the law of Nitzakor, the postulated is going to law. So no get, being serious on a practical level, should be valid. That's the discussion. So we see that this sheet is in Marcus Davod, that Gitnu Gereshin, and the same thing could be his Nus also. So Doroshe Be'avo, so has the same status as Nefoshes. And whenever a certain Edes is Nefoshes not valid, so in Gitnu Gereshin it will not be valid either. The most Meshenim, Kiesef, and most Meshenim say no, it only has the status of Mumenes, not of Nefoshes. So Mele, it seems the taste was the reason as to why taste was says that Ligabi Lesser al Dailo require Kimakro de Shuteres, when Gemara says Ligabi Nefoshes, so Kimnoafim is not. How could Lesser al Dailo be more homo? Because the Rambam says that there is a special art for Sanhedrin to be done Nefoshes on the basis of Mumenes. There is no Iser to be done on the basis of Mumenes. On the contrary, even though the Rambam paskens like Rabbanu Ravache, but the Rambam says that the Dayan within his discretion can be done. That he dying in his discretion can be done on the basis of Umdre. Mashin ki nefoshes is a lot de reise. See, vinoki bitzadik al ta'arek. That means, so it is free, that if Sanhedrin are done on the basis of Umdre, like the story of Shimon Mishotach, when Shimon Mishotach saw someone was chasing another person with his sire to kill him, and then he entered into Yehovah, and then he came, and when he entered the Chove, he saw the Redif wielding the sword and the victim dead. So he said, I know that you killed him, but I didn't see it, so Mela, I cannot be done you. Why? Because this kind of an Umdene, in the Mogeles, could be done. Yes, because this is more of an Umdene than Gomor Eich Ben Agmari. Gomor Eich Ben Agmari is not such a strong circumstantial evidence, but this is much stronger. But still, by Nefoshes, it's awesome, because Binoki is Sadik Altar. So by Nefoshes, we cannot be done on the basis of Umdene, even if the Umdene is as strong as Riyamad. For example, the case of Shimon Mishotach. What could be stronger than this? He saw that the Redif, he was Redif after the Niyodeh. And then he entered into the Chovah. And then a minute later he came into the Chovah. He saw the victim lying dead. And the Redif wielding the sword. What could be more? Still, by the forces, even death on the name. You can, even on the basis of that kind of woman, you cannot be done. You have to see Mamish. So Mimele, by Nefoshes, you have to see Mamish. So, it is, if, let's say, if it's Kimakro Mishiferes, then you see Mamish. But if it's not Kimakro Mishiferes, and it's looking Zebeze, then it's a strong woman. But, via Mamish, it's not. The Amamish is not. Some Mele, Teis Veshite, here, apparently, the cause is Teis Veshite in Makkah's Abok, that Gereshin and Dushin have the same status as Nefoshes Mamish. So they have to, so, and Umdene, the strongest Umdene is not enough. but there has to be a real mamish. So the question is, so why did the Rabbanon of Rabkigan Hatav say that kinoafin, achiyo, kinoafin, so it's good enough? The answer is, because nifoshes, you can only be done if the Eidim testified that they were masre the person. So if the Eidim testified in Sanhedrin that they saw how they were kinoafin, and the Advukim Zebezeh, and he was masre, that he should refrain, because otherwise he'll be chayav nisa, and he was mikabud asroi. So mele is considered, even Advukim Zebezeh is considered like real mamish. Mashin king abeid is news, where there's no asroi and nothing, they just saw. So mele it's not like real mamish. So by nifoshes, in order to meet out nisa, it has to be coupled with asroi and kabbalas asroi. So Kasroi and Kabbalas Asroi together with Kinoafin is like Kriya Mamesh. Mashain Kim, where there is no Asroi, no Kabbalas, we just saw. So it's not like Kriya Mamesh. It's not like Kriya Mamesh. So Mele, that's why we get to Asral Dailo, so Kinoafin is not enough, according to the Bahag and the Kornetis. All right. Yes? Well, so there's a difference. There's a difference because they didn't see the act of Ritzicha, so they didn't see the Ritzicha altogether. But by Niu, if they saw Kim Noafim, so they saw the act of Niu. But the Shaila is, maybe there wasn't Niyuf Mamish. Maybe there wasn't Niyuf Mamish. There was close to Niyuf, but not Niyuf Mamish. So then we say, since the... So we got these news where there is no Asroye, and Kabbalah's Asroye. So then there is such a possibility, a remote possibility, but there is. Mashain came where by Nise, where it's coupled with Asroye, Kabbalah's Asroye, and the observation of the king. Vukim Zebazeh, so Mele, and David Vukim Zebazeh relates to the act of Niyuf itself. There Shimon Meshadah didn't see the act of Ritzicha. What did he see? He saw one running after the other. But the act of Ritzicha, he didn't see how he was sticking the sword into his chest. That he didn't see. So Mele, even with Asroi, it's not considered real Mamish. But Kinoafi, with Asroi, is considered like real Mamish. ויירד לידי ידו לרב עם אבא שהביא לבייסי מקומו כמרוא כמעט חמש הפרש שבפני עוד אומרי שימש ויירה לבי לפורי ואין תנא ניפס את השואה שני דין דומה אמי לא יוסחו לי דובי ידי דובי דו ירידי הדיבר השני ברו אף על פי שעושה תשובה מקומו כמבודו לי דמסאו פזי צדיק מקומו כמיקבו ומויס אסור עלי להוי או איסי צדיק לקחי ללאים שם So why did David marry her? David marry her? So the Torah says, because he was baby. Another lotion is, because she wasn't an Ishishi, she was a Pnuya. Why? Because Kalayesi and Mohammed is David. Get Christus kids at least. Tichsi vesachichot ifkei nisholim vesalvosom tikach. Vesalvosom tikach, דבורם אומר, תונה רבי יסי, דומה רובין בין אדונו. נעלה צידרש. יתריסוס כסף להשתי, שיום עוד מלחומו יגט, מיין קציבוסי, והרמי סוריה במלחומו, תכסיד מלחם שאול, וסוכיחו מדוביד, לא מבין אישי אובי, לעניק שאתה יצים ומחומי סוף היצים כן. דבורים המרובין בין אדונו, לקדוש נתיקח תמנים עוד יד, רק לצידתי. קראייס ומחני דובי כתחיל זכי שלי אשתי פירש בקונט רשום יומוס ונלחום או יגט משס כסיבוסי וכושל רב נתם ואם כמי קראייס אם לא מהנה אל למי שאין לי בונים ויש לי יובים so here Rashi doesn't spell it out but in the Mitzia Rashi says שלא תעסקוק על יב תעסקיק על יב so in other words the whole purpose was because the Tnai was if he dies he gets killed in battle. If he dies in Muhammad, he means if he gets killed in battle. So if he dies, so if he gets killed, she's not in a sheesh anyway. So she's no money, so why does she need to get? So the answer is sometimes a woman has a yodin and the husband has no children. So if she doesn't have a get, then she'll be stuck with a yodin, and suppose the yodin is a yam, is in another place, so she'll not be able to get married. So the whole purpose was to accommodate those women whose husband does not have children and whose husband has a brother. But as far as the other soldiers in Muhammad bin David are concerned, so what difference does it make? What do we need? What does she need to get? If he dies in battle, Monisha. The Tnai was, if I die in battle, we are divorced. So, but if he dies in battle, so she can get, his wife can get married with no money, she doesn't need a divorce. So the purpose was to help and to accommodate the women whose husband don't have children and whose husband has a brother. So why call Hayitzil Mechemri Dobi get his wish day? So call Hayitzil Mechemri Dobi Vein Leizera V'yesh Liach get his wish day. Here it says call Hayitzil without exception whether he has children, doesn't have children, whether he has a brother, doesn't have a brother. What's the purpose of everybody executing again? So the question is, how can Rashi say so the get, she is a grusha retroactively from the day of the ksive? Sometimes there might be a whole year, maybe more than a year, intervening between the ksive and his death. But here that all the Tanoim say, so the question is, one Tanoim says she is a varish, she is up to the last year after the death, and one time it says sopik yeshishish umil yesh lechaleg min ayayim lipirish behed yesh yochel mishas ksive. So in Chmame, when does Rabbi Judah say arayi ki yeshishish lechot vareo? When she says hayayim hazeh giteich ma'ayayim imeisi. But suppose he's so then Rabbi Judah says, in the interim, she's an eshishish. Masha'in king, if he stipulates in the get, explicitly, areize gitech mishaskshive, not mayein, but mishaskshive in eshi, then she's in precious retroactively, as of the ksive, not as of the moment, the prior to the get. Mayim the Hochen Shayach Lima Meishani Beilon Kahudim Shorze, El Mayim in Xidekoma. So it says, in other words, Rashi doesn't mean that the Tnai was Mayim in Eisim Mohammed. If the Tnai was Mayim in Eisim Mohammed, so what was the purpose of every soldier giving such a get? Only those soldiers who had no children and who had a brother, but not the others. And here it says, Kol Ayeis Mohammed David. The Tnai was to accommodate all women, because many times, you know, missing in action. So that was something that happened in all the wars. Certain soldiers, so the wives didn't know whether he's dead or alive, but didn't know, so she remained in Agune. So in order to accommodate all women, so that they could get married if the husband doesn't appear after a certain time. So it was arranged that every soldier, before he went out to war, so gave a get out night. And what was that night? Imeisi doesn't be loved after Imeisi. It means if I don't return. That's what it means. If I don't return. So even if somebody did not die, but he was kept as a prisoner, so his wife was also divorced, as long as he doesn't appear back by a certain time. So Mamela, that get was necessary for every woman to accommodate all the women, even those whose husbands had children, and even those whose husbands had no brothers, in order to prevent igun and in certain women. Adi ni was ma yim doch ich habe mir schon in elm kein die mich auch sei el ma yim in sibe komma so me mele it's no kashe from the jude the jude says in respect to it nay na yim meisi when the nay stipulates nise so then even though he says ma yim it means shach as kidem sashi doesn't mean nay he means shach as kidem sashi but here the nay was not in meisi. So there it's not shy to say Shachas Kedem Misasi. If the Tnai, the Kiyum Tnai consists in Meisi, so then the Mayei means not Mayei Mamesh, but it means Shachas Kedem Misasi. But if the Kiyum Tnai does not consist in Meisi, but in not appearing, so Mele Mayei means Mayei, not Shachas Kedem not appearing, that's not shy. Hast du mal jeden Tag ein Scheich wie ein Mensch an die Wählung, die er hier dem Mischa aussehen. Aber mal jeden im Xine komma, wie ein Thema war ein Chosa und Rio, wie ein Spatla geht, wie ein Schleima, schon. So, the question is, so how was she Muteres to David? So in other words, so the Tnai was not this kind. The Kima Tnai consisted in dying, but he returned to Rio. Da khozog in paragdei shlima shu yamasni in yarzo besef amokom. Va el khozog tsi. Vi nikh le peru ze hod amrin un ferik azov. According to Rashi tsha. Hod amrin ferik azov mi akh le hod am shi be u sofi ke shish va al yavn ke khadir be rabbi. Because David said it klapi those who kept on reminding him. David abolished shish. Misosi bima, so David answered and responded to him. Misosi dechenek, aber yesh lechilek mato. Aber hamald nechadir berabim, ein lechilek mato. So according to Rashi, shat it's alright. Umofikli b'hai ma'isli b'asheva b'sofik shishi shabi. Because according to Rashi, shat that everyone was eating and milchemes with David. Mamesh gave get him tnai. So at that time it was still a sofik, because it wasn't as yet determined whether ultimately he will come back alive or not. But then Rabbi Tam Miforesh Kesiv get Trisus Ligamre Beloishim Tam. Rabbi Tam says that the Trisus Kesiv Nishtei doesn't mean he get out now. He gave a get without conditions. Without conditions. So Kesiv get Trisus Ligamre Beloishim Tam. Ufirushi Kosha Mai Korali Sofi Kishish. So why does the Gemara call what Dovi did, I mean, Sofik Yishish? She was not Sofik Yishish. She was a Grushim Amesh. According to Rashi, so at that moment she was still a Sofik, it wasn't determined yet. But according to Rabbi Tam, she was a Grushim Barai. Then Rabbi Tam, the call of Sofik Yishish, if you show him the Garshim Vitzino, she lay Neda, the Yikpitzu Aleim, the Odom, the Kachum. ופיר שהקונטרס קושק צעשיר בו עליו לומו לו יורי שם יעס. So but what does Ram Tam say? But why is she called Sofik Yishish? Because the Omigar is Bitsini. So that gave her a status of Sofik Yishish. No pshat. On the surface it doesn't even make sense. I mean, what did the stage say? According to Rabbi Tam, so everyone went out to Mohammed Bizdavi gave a get liishte without any conditions. Whether he remained alive, he doesn't remain alive, she was divorced. But most of those who husbands who gave a get without conditions, when they came back, they remarried their wives. But it required a new gdushin and nisuin. So, but they did it bitzina, you know, clandestine. He didn't want everybody to know. But that didn't make them into a suffix yeshiva. How did it make it into a suffix yeshiva? And one of them, if the fact that they did it with the intention of remarrying them, once they come back from the battle, from the war, so why only suffix yeshiva? But it's not suffix yeshiva because she was a pnuya, so people didn't know, so they didn't know. So how does she become a suffix yeshiva? Just because they did it, it seems. What's the pshat? I think that this thesis can be explained with a certain number. We have just to take notice of a certain halacha in Dini Meneach. Arayis is one of the Zionists in Meneach. One of the Zionists in Meneach. And what? And the Ishishish is one of the Arayis on which Ibn Meneach is Musa. Sheish Arayis, the Raman Pasuk, Ibn Meneach is Musa. So one of the Arayis that Ibn Meneach is Musa is Ishishish. Is there such a thing as a get in Ishishish of Ibn Meneach? By Israel, there's a lot of get. A woman is an Ishishish, how does the status of Ishishish terminate? By the husband giving her a get that is executed according to all the halachas of Gerush. How about the Meneach? The Meneach who is Mizan and Ishishish is Chayav Nisei. Suppose, what does that mean? What does that mean? That the Meneach, there is no Gerush, no Gerush. No aloha yet by the Meneach. So what kind of aloha is there? How does the ishes terminate? Of course, if the husband dies, again, she's not an ishishish. But suppose he doesn't die, but he just gets a divorce through court, right? So the aloha of Meneach mentioned a divorce from court. The Gemara Sanhedrin doesn't mention a court divorce. So how does it terminate? So the Rambam, this is Yerushalmi, Yidush, and the Rambam paskens it in the Tesmul, the Melochim, Halocha Ches. B'neach sheyichei, shifcho le'abdi, ubo le'o, harei ze ne'er ago le'o, mishmei shitzchaveir, v'nechai bo le'o, ashiyif shiposhit adobo, v'yomru lo'oron, zud beis el plain. ומאים יישא את ארזו לתאירו משיעת עושנו מעבדי ויפרה ראש ובישוק ומאים יישא איתי איש אסחבירי כקרוש השלום. So there is such a thing as גרש by the Meneach. משיעצנו מבייסי וישלחנו לעצמי אוי משתי צהי מתחס חישוסי ותלך לו שאין להם גרש מקסב שיושלמי מדוש ונטובו תולו בי לבד אל כל זמן שירצה הוא או היא לפרי זה מזה פרס. So לגבי בניח, there is also גרש, but it doesn't require to have a written get. It can be an oral get. And an oral get, so either one can execute an oral get. Either the husband or the wife. If the husband decides he doesn't want her, even if she says no, but I want you, so he says to her, I don't want to be your husband, so the ishus relationship terminates. Or if the wife decides that she doesn't want him, she doesn't want to stay married to him, all she has to do is to declare that she doesn't want him. She doesn't want him. And even though he wants her, so the Shem Ishishish is for her. Shem Ishishish is for her. So that's one din in the Rambam that everybody today would approve of. I mean, such a din, I mean, just either one, I mean, at will, can make a declaration, terminate the issues, that would be appreciated by everybody. This din, of all the din, this one is, will probably be approved by everybody. But that's the halacha in regard to Bnei Yach. It's Yerushalmim Yerushalmim. So, there is Gerushin by Bnei Yach also. But the Gerushin by Bnei Yach does not consist in the husband fighting the wife. In either spouse terminating the issues. And even if he doesn't need the approval of the other spouse, so that terminates the issue. Right. Now, I mentioned once, maybe more than once. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Bob und mein Beis in Sanhedrin. Es am Mitzvahs Yistavu Yisrael Bimor Sheva Shekibu Aleim Meneach Veisifu Aleim Dinim Vishabes Vikudave Dinim Yachsif Shom Tom Lechek Mishpot. Even though the Neach is also Mitzvah Dinim, but there are extra Knosses not from Bimor, they on Stav and Knosses Eido, Eidim and Shabbos and Shabbat Yikud Avdech Sitka Shatitcha Vishem Arikecho Vomar Rav Yudah Shatitcha Vimor. So Yisroel on Stavu Vimor on seven commandments. Ten commandments. Seven mitzvahs of Neach and three dinim, the extra dinim, and Shabbos and Kibud Avdech. The question is, why did they have to be Mitzvah and Teh? He had to be mitzvah only on three. The other seven, so all the Neach were mitzvah. And the Israelites too, I mean, were Gorah than the other Neach. So all human beings were mitzvah and Zionists. It seems, not that the Jews had to be mitzvah again on the Zionists. And the tzibur that was incumbent upon all human beings, as of the days of the Mordishin and Neach, did not apply, could have no application to the Jews. Why? Because the Rambam says in Pesach Mishnah Gidanoshe that there are certain things that one started before Matan Torah. Besides Ayin Zmeneach, let's say Nile. So they one started before Matan Torah, or Gidanoshe. So Yaakov, the Rambam paskens that Yaakov was in Stava Nidamash. He has another pshat in the Gemara. I won't discuss it. I don't want to go into it. So, but we today are not bound, are not forbidden to eat Gidanoshe because of the tzibu that was revealed to Yaakov. Because Mitmatir Mishach Allah. Jews are not bound by any tzibuim prior to Matan Torah. Jews are only bound by the tzibuim that emanates from the Torah. Teiro Tzibulon Moshe Meroshe Tzulis Yaakov. What does the Torah mean? The Torah that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mean that Kesinai. How about Achelish Azelochem was Mitzrayim? That's also part of the Torah. So, Teiro Tzibulon Moshe Meroshe Tzulis Yaakov. So, Jews cannot have any commandments, any obligations other than through Moshe Rabbeinu. Non-Jews, so they have to be not through Moshe Rabbeinu. But Jews are not bound by any tzivuim other than through the Torah. And any tzivu that was not through Moshe Rabbeinu is not part of the Torah. Torah tzivu no Moshe meroshit Yisrael. Torah is only if it's through Moshe Rabbeinu. So actually, I mean, I said, there's the pshat in the Haggadah, I mean, which is in Mechilte. Yochel Mirish Chedesh, Talmud Leila Bayim Ahu. Why should I have this Haggadah with the mitzvah of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim begins with Shreish Nisim? What's Shreish Nisim? Why is Shreish Nisim different than Shreish Odeh? I mean, why? Talmud Leila Bayim Ahu. But without exercise, HaKosu Bayim Ahu, I would say, the mitzvah species Mitzrayim is a Shreish Nisim. Why a Shreish Nisim? What's the significance of Shreish Nisim? The answer is because Rashi says mitzvah v'shema sh'mistabi Yisrael, the first Rashi in Chumash Omar Abitzok lo yotzor asra akira machir yotzor lachem she mitzvah v'shema sh'mistabi Yisrael, the first Rashi. So that's the mitzvah v'shema. This mitzvah was revealed by Sinai at first, no? It was revealed in Mitzrayim. So that's mitzvah rishenish established in Israel. So in other words, so the mitzvah rishenish established in Israel means the first mitzvah through Moshe, whether it was Sinai or Moro or even Mitzrayim like Achidya Zelachem, is all for Torah. But tzivuim that were revealed not through Moshe, before Moshe, tzivuim that were revealed through Adam and through Noach, so that couldn't be hard on Jews. Once Moshe started to reveal the Torah, when did Matan Torah start? Not at Sinai. Matan Torah, of course, the Sinai is all the mitzvahs were revealed. But when did Matan Torah start in Mitzrayim with the revelation of Achidush HaZelachem? When was that? That was Shreish Nisim. So that's why Yochem Rish Chedesh, because what's so significant about it is just because the Rambam says